Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Look at all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
APP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces.
Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome, welcome to BSS Carolinas on a beautiful, beautiful Thursday afternoon. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today is beautiful Big Shot Bob.
What's up, fatheads?
And, of course, we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company. It's the Attitude Era, baby.
Absolutely. So the new ABC, as we call it, right?
The new ABC.
Don't sue us, ESPN.
Please. Walt Disney, we don't mean it.
So anyway, we got a great show lined up today. If you're on Periscope, let us know what you think during the show. Let me see if I can get – and we have a caller calling in. Go ahead and see if you can answer it. Hello? 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 Try that one.
Hello, hello, caller. Are you there?
Mm. We do have a caller. Hold on a second. I'm trying to get make sure it's...
I don't hang up on us. Can you hear us? Mm. We're trying to find the right button here. Can you hear us, caller? Mm.
Doesn't sound like it. Let's see. Got that all the way up. He is there. If I can get him.
Hello, caller. Are you there? Mm. Let me turn up the volume on the phone. Yes, caller, sir. Are you there?
Doesn't sound like it.
I hear him a little bit.
You there? That's you. Nope. No, I don't think it's
you still here, caller?
Doesn't sound like it.
My phone is kind of crap. I've dropped it a few times.
All right. Well, that didn't work today. We will work on that. We will get that fixed. Jessica will get that fixed for next year.
All right, Jess. I need you to go to the Apple store. Get me a new phone immediately. Man, what in this crap?
It's all right. We'll do that later. Scott, thank you for calling in today. Tell us what you want us to talk about.
Do we have
today.
Another number they can try?
Not today.
Not today.
Yeah. So.
Sorry. Sorry, caller. Just hit us on Periscope. Type in what's on your brain. We'll answer it that way.
Absolutely. But going. Let's talk about today's show. Madison Bumgarner wants to be in the Home Run Derby. Thoughts? Should he be?
Absolutely. Did you not see him taking batting practice at St. Louis a few days ago? This guy was cracking balls. I mean, to the fourth deck out there in St. Louis. And I think it'd be fun, man. You know, we just think of pitchers as arms and not good hitters and stuff. And some of these guys are athletes, absolute athletes that can pummel baseballs. Clayton Kershaw can hit a ball a ton. If Madison Bumgarner wants to get in, I don't see it being a problem.
All right, Periscopians, please tell me what you think, because I'm going to tell you what I think. I don't want to see a pitcher in the Home Run Derby. I don't want to see it.
I'm not paying to go see to watch him. It would be fun. Scott, come on.
It would
really?
Be fun.
I don't want to see him hit. You really won't see him hit home runs with Miguel Cabrera?
Oh, yeah.
Or Neil Walker, your Met? I mean, do you really want to see that? No. I don't want to see a pitcher hitting home runs in the home run derby.
I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Hey, that's not true. He's not. Corey Seager's killing it, by the way. You should know that. I don't want to see him in the home run derby. I don't. Now, if you want to do a strikeout contest, all right, I want to see him in that. But I don't want to see him in a home run derby.
I mean, the man is an athlete. If he can compete, then let him compete.
But he's a pitcher.
What does that why does position have to do with anything?
No, it's never happened with pitchers. I just don't want I'm a traditional person when it comes to – I want to see hitters hit. That's what they paid to get to do. And he's not that great of a home run hitter. Okay.
He hit like 12 or 13 out of the park in St. Louis the other day.
It was batting practice.
That's all that the home run derby is, like glorified batting practice.
No, it is, but it's batting practice. He's got like 4 home runs in his career.
It's not like he's going to be looking at curveballs and 90-mile-an-hour fastballs. It's BP.
It's BP. I know. That I want to see guys that hit home runs to be in that contest.
He hits home runs?
No. I want to see a Prince Fielder. I want to see these guys that this is what they get paid to do. I want to see some of the younger talent in the game. Guess what he's going to do? He hit the ball. It's BP pitchers. Let him, but he's taking spots away from guys that actually deserve to be in.
If we look
contest.
Around the major leagues right now, are there really 8 to 12 home run hitters that you really want to see?
Yes. Trevor Story in Colorado.
Yeah, that's
okay.
A good one. Okay.
Stanton.
I want to see Bryce Harper.
Okay.
I want to see Bryce
Harper.
Stanton.
Bryce Harper, like you said, Mike Trout, if he even played. Not saying he would. Guys back out of it all the time. But there's really good hitters. Corey Seager for the Dodgers. I kind of don't want to see him in it because I saw what happened to Jock Peterson last
exactly.
year. But, you know, I do want to see these guys in the home run derby. It's a big event. You're taking it away from other guys. If you're going to do a pitcher's duel in the All-Star game, which I think they should do something, they should have pitchers do something in the All-Star game. I don't know if I want to see him take BP, though. I mean, I get it. I don't know. I think it takes spots away from other guys that are supposed to be in this contest. In case you didn't see, O's Manny Machado gets hit by pitch and charges mound at Odorno of the Kansas City Royals. And it was a 99-mile-per-hour fastball.
Whew. Whew. I would have charged him out, too. Getting decked with 90-plus mile-an-hour fastball, and then know it's intentional, even though they're going to say, oh, we pitched inside, yada, yada, yada. No, you didn't. You're trying to take us out. Somebody needs to knock that pitcher out. Knock him out. Knock him out, Rick. Knock him out the box, Rick.
And this isn't the first time Ordano has pitched inside and supposedly the Warriors are already looking at trading him because of it. Ventura.
That's crazy.
So, all right. Everything else I got is for Sunshine Players of the Week. We're talking about real fast who's hot, who's not. The O's are 7-3. Rangers are 9-1. Astros are coming on 7-3. Cubbies and Reds are 7-3. Who's cold? The White Sox right now, 2-8. Whew. And they made a trade. They traded a Charlotte Knight, Eric Johnson, to San Diego for James Shield, who got rocked last night. The Warriors are 4-6 and lost 6 in a row. The Mets, yes, Scotty, your Mets are 3-7. The Phillies are 3-7. The Braves are 2-8 and lost 6 in a row. And the Rockies are 3-7. So we got a lot of cold teams right now.
Super cold. And, of course, the Cubs, first team to win 40 games, the fastest to 40 wins since the 0-1 Mariners. But we know how it ended up for the Mariners, so the Cubs don't want the same thing to happen.
Nope. Let's go into Sunshine, Players of the Week. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Do you have any?
Novak Djokovic completed the career Grand Slam this weekend by winning the French Open in straight sets over Andy Murray, the most dominant male tennis player of this era right now. I don't see him losing anytime soon, man. It looks like he can go another 5 years the way he's going. The Oklahoma Sooner women won the Women's College World Series yesterday. Congratulations, beating Auburn. That's one good thing for Oklahoma, since the Big 12 probably won't be a conference in a few years. But they did say they were going to have a conference championship starting in 2017, so look out for Big 12 news as far as maybe adding teams, Memphis, Cincinnati, whoever.
Cincinnati and Memphis and
Big 12. And Houston. Wow. Big name schools. Yes.
UNCC will be there in a couple years.
That's what I got this week.
All right. Danny Hayes of the Charlotte Knights for his performance last week. Couple of homers, including a grand slam to win in extra innings. LeBron James gave his teammates Beats headphones to motivate them. And then they lost by 30.
Woo!
Way to go.
They got beat down after they received their Beats.
William McGirt wins playoff to earn Memorial victory, earns U.S. Open berth.
That's huge.
That's big time.
That's huge.
Mac Williamson of the Giants hits club-winning home run in the eighth. Bottom of the eighth to beat the Red Sox. First career home run. Dodgers' Trace Thompson hits walk-off home run Tuesday night to beat the Rockies. And LeBron James passes Kobe Bryant to become 10th all-time in league history in finals points.
Whatever we can say about LeBron James and his 2-4 record, the man's stats are unbelievable. Unbelievable.
As I was thinking about it last night, it should be. He's played since he was 18.
And he's been in 7 finals.
Right.
But
he should have the most stats.
7 finals. In 13 years.
No, it's incredible.
It's incredible.
But it tells you how the weak the East is, too.
Let me give up for Real Madrid. They won the UEFA Cup over Atletico Madrid in a shootout at the end of the game. Way to go, Real.
Absolutely. And one last one I forgot. Clayton Kershaw named NL Pitcher of the Month, 5-0, 0.91 ERA, 3 complete games, 3 shutouts, 65 strikeouts, 0.145 opponent batting average and a .52 whip.
He's only had one walk a game over like his last 11 or 12 starts. This man is unbelievable.
If there's any question, I'm looking at you, Scott, when I say this, who the best pitcher in baseball is, that guy right there, dude.
No question. Over the past 7-8 years, it's been all Kershaw.
This guy is just amazing. Then we got a couple things in football. Next week on the show, we're going to talk about which player on each team needs to step up this season
for the NFC,
right? And we're gonna do an over under because Von Miller real fast rejects Broncos contract offer of 6-year $114.5 million deal, includes a $39.8 million guaranteed first 2 years.
They are real close. I think if they get that guaranteed number closer to 45, they'll be fine. Because what was Demaryius Thomas's guaranteed number? Wasn't it like in the 40 millions? I think it was right around $40 million that he got as a wide receiver, because I remember Julio got like 42 guaranteed or 43 guaranteed. Dez Bryant got around 40, 42 guaranteed as well. I think Demaryius got around $40 million. So Von Miller wants to see that 4 in front of that guarantee. You get it to 40, $45 million, they'll have a deal done.
Well, he wants to get what
He wants Sue money.
Right.
Sue-wee!
Demaryius Thomas got $35 million.
He got $35 million.
Okay. Guaranteed. He wants to get Sue money. He wants to get J.J. Watt, who is about $50 million. J.J. is about $50 million. He wants to get that $50 million guarantee. So in the football player, they want to get the guarantee money.
The guarantee money
is everything.
They
ain't worried about the contract. They want the guarantee money. The
guarantee money is everything in the NFL.
I think they will at some point. Panthers signed ex-Chargers punter Mike Skyfers to a 1-year deal.
They had to do something. Kaywan Short has not showed up for OTAs in contract negotiations. He wants to go ahead and get this deal done. I can't blame him, because he had a an all-pro season last year, and it's no guarantee that he stays healthy or puts up the same numbers that he had last year. So use your leverage when your leverage is now.
Absolutely. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. The Penguins are up 3-1. Do they win tonight and clinch?
I think Pittsburgh wins tonight and they clinch at home. Way to go, Penguins! You beat everybody in the East, man. And we shouldn't sound surprised. They have Sidney Crosby. They have Evgeny Malkin. I can't think of his name. They have one of the best lines in the league. They have two of the top 10 players in the league.
Why are you hating on the Penguins? I mean, Scott is, you know, he's hating the Penguins.
Because they paid the Capitals.
They're playing the Sharks. I like to see the Sharks win. I would. But the Penguins just have so much talent.
They have the talent. They have the championship pedigree. They won a Stanley Cup. This team has won a Stanley Cup recently. So they know what it takes to win a Stanley Cup.
So, and I do think they clinched tonight.
I think they clinched tonight.
But I don't know. Murray, their goalie, has a tendency not be consistent. He'll have a great game, and then he'll give up a bad game.
I think they get enough goals tonight. I think they win on their offense. Their offense gives them 4 goals tonight. And they crushed San Jose. Sorry, Sharks.
No, they did. All right, let's go into two words. Sid sucks, Kessel is trash, but I'd like to see Hagelin win it. Okay.
Okay.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
I guess that's how the Pittsburgh Penguins feel to any fans that don't like them.
It's a bunch of hatred for Pittsburgh, I swear.
I love the black and yellow.
Besides the Steelers, I mean, yeah, hey. That's the only team. Two words for you. Muhammad Ali passing away.
Huge loss. Rest in peace, Muhammad. One of my heroes, man. Definitely one of my heroes. Huge loss.
Rest in peace, champ. That's all I can say about how great. Brock Lesnar to return to UFC 200 versus Hunt.
Get money, because Brock Lesnar is getting that money. He is so smart right now. He knows what his name brings to any faction he goes to. And to come back for UFC 200, where you felt like the main event is good, but isn't the superstar attraction that you need, Dana White is smart, Brock Lesnar smart. Way to go. Get money.
Cash money. I mean, because not only is he doing this in July, but he's doing SummerSlam August 21st.
Of course. Why not?
Okay. So, you know, he will be there for both. And the reason that he's there for this event, which I learned, WWE is trying to have Rousey at WrestleMania 33 for letting Lesnar fight at UFC 200. So don't tell me there's no business relationship between Vince and Dana. They're the smartest people.
Money rules the world, man. And if you can make more money by integrating these two factions, why not do it?
So what's two words for WWE trying to get Rousey?
Smart move. You know, you'll still have Charlotte will probably still be the champ because people love to hate her. Then you can have Rousey come in, smack her up a little bit. Maybe even set up a little match between Rousey and Charlotte Flair.
No, you'll have Rousey and Stephanie.
Oh, that would be cool, too.
Yeah,
that would be cool,
too. They've been trying to do that for a couple of years. Great move. WWE's also, do you know UFC has an event August 21st that CM Punk debuted? No, August 20th. That's that Saturday.
Right before SummerSlam.
SummerSlam's that Sunday.
We want to see CM Punk. It's been like 2.5 years now.
Yeah.
He needs to come on.
Well, that's supposed to be his debut right now. Sad news, Kimbo Slice.
Yeah, I heard about that. 42 years old. Street fighter. Definition of a street fighter was Kimbo Slice. Man lived in his car, just went out and fought with his hands on the street until somebody discovered him and gave him a break.
Internet sensation.
Yeah.
Because he broke the internet when the videos came out. Floyd Mayweather buys $7.7 million mansion on Miami Beach with straight cash.
How wonderful. Must be nice to be Floyd Mayweather and just pull $7 million in cash. Here you go. You know how much weight that is? That's about 600 pounds of $100 bills.
I just
make it rain on them.
I can't imagine having so much money you don't know what to do with it, and that's what it feels like. He's like to the point where the money is just, I ain't got nothing else to do. I might as well spend it on something.
He's definitely living the American dream.
American dream. There you go. Cam Newton's new show.
Get money. He made $53 million last year. Made more than Jordan Spieth and Stephen Curry. Cam Newton is getting paid right now.
I bash Cam Newton for how he treats adults. Kids, hey, great. Good job. I mean, you're doing this show for kids. I love it. So it's a great thing. Aaron Hernandez hired Casey Anthony's lawyer.
Shrewd move. You know he ain't got no money left, so he better do something.
I can't believe he hired the same lawyer she had, but
she got off.
And she got off. So
shrewd move.
A bold move. There you go. Manziel not giving up on playing this season.
Keep dreaming. What team is going to touch you? Keep dreaming. Or stop smoking or sniffing or whatever you're doing. Stop it.
Get to training if you're going to play it. Stop.
Did you not see a recent photo of him? He is out of shape.
I know. You better get busy then. Get busy.
He has more beer gut than I got.
And he's skinny. He looks horrible. Warcraft movie opens this weekend.
Must see. That it really? Looks. Really? I want to see the Warcraft, especially if is it Kate Upton? Is she gonna be in it?
I don't know.
She's in all the commercials. Could you be in the movie?
No, I don't think she's.
Damn
in the
it!
Movie. I think she's, and that wasn't Warcraft the game. I didn't think she did the video. Yeah, I guess it is. All right, so I'm gonna say, oh really?
I'm gonna download it.
We don't bootleg. The only people I know bootleg is him and Stu Gotts.
Hey, there's millions of sites out there to download these movies.
Yeah, I know.
Go get it.
All right, let's go into Bon Voyage.
I would say Bon Voyage.
Have any Bon Voyage?
Let's start with this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas. As always, thank you for tuning in. We will get the phone problems fixed so y'all guys can call in and chit-chat with us on the airways. Also, Bon Voyage, one more time, to the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali. They're having his funeral tomorrow in Louisville, where he had his first fight.
And Will Smith is going to be a pallbearer and
wow.
There's a bunch of other people.
And then Bill Clinton's going to speak in the eulogy. There's a few speakers. Also, Bon Voyage, Sean Rooks passed yesterday, former assistant for the Phoenix Suns. Played with the Orlando Magic in his playing days. I think he played with the Chicago Bulls.
He was a teammate of Steve Kerr at Arizona as well.
And he was only 45 years old.
46.
46.
Yeah.
Also, Bon Voyage, Maria Sharapova, officially suspended for 2 years. From the WTA.
For the melanopium that violation. She said she will appeal because she thought it was a little bit much.
You were cheating for 10 years. She was cheating for 10 years, guys.
I know. But she's going to appeal. She's got every right to appeal, but it was 10 years, like you said. So sad. But
what's even sadder is she didn't – how many Grand Slam tournaments did she win in that 10-year time? 2, 3, maybe. And all that cheating? Really?
Of course. Did you have any more? That was it.
And Serena Williams' quest for getting number 22 was derailed again Sunday in the French Open final, women's final. How many more tournaments will it take before she gets that 22nd career Grand Slam? Does it, she get it done at Wimbledon?
That's her best chance.
She's a better. She's the best grass player, female grass player.
She better get it quick though, because she's not getting younger
at all.
As I hear, you know, when you get on the other side of 30, it's not as easy.
And I mean, the last three finals, she's been getting beat.
Yep.
U.S. Open finals, she's got the Drake jinx on her. Drake, you need to watch that. Whatever you put on Serena, get it off of her.
The Drake situation is just like the Kardashian thing. By the way, watch for OD Beckham Jr. next year take a downfall. you know, just saying. The Kardashian Drake jinx is real. Ask Lil B. He'll tell you.
Don't get on Lil B bad side, man.
Yeah, Lil B.
He'll hex you.
For me, I got, of course, the greatest ever, like you said, Muhammad Ali. Got to give you a shout-out again. Rest in peace, definitely. You took my other ones. Kimbo Slice passed away at age 42 from a heart failure. Sad story. They got him to the hospital, and they figured out he needed an organ transplant.
It was too late.
And it was too late. So get your checkups, eat right, and everything else. So it's really sad. And last but not least, star Vanderbilt pitcher Donnie Evans dies from drowning.
Isn't that the guy you were telling me about that they were in the lake together as a team? And oh, I think that was somebody else telling me about that.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe I heard. I was like, what? And then the bad thing was the boy couldn't swim.
And he was in the lake.
But he was in the lake.
He didn't have a life vest on or anything, did he?
Probably not. He was probably intoxicated. Let's not. Still, I'm not going to assume that, but it's college kids. It's team camaraderie. Things happen. Man.
But still, if it did, you know, let's give him a moment. You know, it's a sad story. He's young. You know, anybody dying is sad, but, you know, just hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just.
Oh, yeah. And let's say bon voyage to the dab. Cam Newton says he will retire the dab next season, and he's got some new things for Carolina Panthers fans.
Can we worry about playing quarterback? Stop worrying about the dab or doing other things. Just go win a Super Bowl.
But we're going to miss the dab. Everybody could dab. Grandmas, little kids, everybody was dabbing.
No, we're going to miss the dab. We're not missing the dab at all. I'm not missing the dab. Can we please move on from the dab? Dab is this. All right. You got anything else?
Sports is life.
And you catch us everywhere. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Watch our listen to all our previous shows on BreakdownSportsShow.com. BreakdownSportsShow.com. You can catch us every week at 10 a.m. every Thursday.
Side piece.
And catch us everywhere. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. But you, when you dance, 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 feel a good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, 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 and ain't nobody leaving soon. So keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, 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 come on. Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop that. Just imagine.